This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Walmart is the nation's largest retailer, second largest corporation, and largest private employer with over 1.4 million workers. The Walton family is the richest family in the world. Collectively, the Waltons are worth a combined total of $150 billion. In 2011, six members of the Walton family had the same net worth as the bottom 30% of American families combined. Walmart made $16 billion in profits last year. Meanwhile, Walmart workers oftentimes make so little that they qualify for public benefits.
But brave Walmart workers are standing up. They've risked their jobs to take part in more than 1,500 protests around the country on Black Friday, including engaging in civil disobedience in 9 cities, including New Jersey. These actions came on the heels of strikes throughout the month in Miami, Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago, Ohio, and Dallas. Now join us in the protest at the Secaucus, New Jersey, Walmart.
Watch out, the Walmart workers! Woo! Watch out, the Walmart workers! Woo! Walmart, Walmart, you can't hide! We can see your greedy side! Walmart, Walmart, you can't hide! We can see your greedy side!
What brings you out to support the Walmart workers in Secaucus, New Jersey?
We're always fighting against injustice. So that's why we're here supporting the Walmart workers.
And by we, you mean?
I'm from the Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 888. We supporting all Walmart. This is the organization of Walmart workers that was formed like a couple of years ago to fight against Walmart injustice inside. We've been supporting them every year. We're here with them in the fight. And I think at the end of the day, we will win this fight. Walmart is getting the message. Every year, the card is getting bigger and bigger.
How important is this, the Our Walmart campaign, for the organization, unionization, and the betterment of really the working class?
I would say for the country, because Walmart is a leader in the industry. We don't want to race to the bottom. That's what's going on now with Walmart. Wages are going down to the bottom instead of going up. If we're able to raise wages at Walmart, the whole country will be better off. Workers will be able to earn a living wage. If all workers are making a decent living, what he does is not only help all members, he also help everybody, all the workers. So even though our members are probably better off than the workers at Walmart, but we feel we are obligated to also fight for them and see if we can get them a better wages.
And you are?
I'm Max Bruni. I'm the president of Local 888 at UFCW. I think the tide is turning in our favor in the fight against Walmart.
You think we're going to crack them this year?
I think we're going to crack them this year. That they're going to finally realize that they cannot continue operating that way.
I'm here with a member of the Retail Action Project. Who are you, sister?
Yeah, my name is Buila Stepto, and I'm here because I want to help get better wages for the Walmart workers, and then actually in retail in general. Retail is a hard industry, and Walmart is just basically belittling the retail industry, and other people are following this practice of just being disrespectful to humans.
Before we talk more about Walmart, why don't we talk more about what the Retail Action Project does, where it does it, and who it does it with.
The Retail Action Project is in New York. Retail workers, we want them to have a sustainable living, make sure they have fair wages, more hours.
Do you mind telling us where you work and what your experiences have been in your job?
I, right now, am in fashion design. The last retail job I had, I worked with a company called Berluti, and they sold shoes, high-end shoes. They started at $1,100, and the manager there wasn't really considerate to people who had families. I'm a mother with children. I was supposed to work whenever he wanted me to work. My experience in the retail industry was never a good one. I worked in Bloomingdale's also, and that wasn't really a fun experience. Basically the managers are there to basically to make the lower workers feel like they're lower. To me, I look at it as a dehumanizing experience.
Well, you mentioned hours of work, and I know that's a very big issue for retail workers across the country now. Do you want to expound on that?
Yeah, a lot of times workers don't really get a lot of hours. Basically, what everyone's doing now is having everyone work do part-time. So no one gets to do over 20, 23 hours. If you're making $9 an hour, $10 an hour, you can't live off of that if you're only working 20 hours a week.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we've been speaking with
Wheeler Steptoe from RAP.
Thank you.
I come today to represent all the silent Walmart workers that are afraid to stand up for their rights. I'm here to let Walmart Corporation know that we're not standing back. I'm standing up for my rights, my kids, my grandkids, and I'm tired of not giving living wages, affordable benefits, and I'm tired of trying to help to feed myself. I need more wages to bring home where I can pay for my rent. And I'm here today to stand up for everybody that's afraid. And I want to thank all of you, and I love you, all you guys. Thank you.
Fast food is another industry in which workers have been exploited for many, many years. So today, in solidarity, we have one of the workers who's going to talk to us as well. Her name is Nikwesha.
Hi, my name is Nikwesha LeGrand, and I've been working at KFC for 2 years. And I'm actually from Brooklyn, New York. And I came out here to support, because not only are you guys are going through some of the things that's going on out here with these big major companies, so I'm actually out here to let you know that I am going through the same thing that you guys are going through. It doesn't make no sense that these companies are making this money off our backs. So now it's time that we stand up straight and take back what's ours. And I'm here to fight to the end.
So we're here with a fired Walmart worker, and you are?
My name is Mark Bowers. I worked there for 8 years. I was making 12-10, and they didn't like that I went on strike for a week. I came back, worked for 2 weeks, and they fired me.
And where did you work, and what made you go on strike? How many other people went on strike with you also?
It was 3 more people who went on strike with us, and I was a car pusher for 8 years. They let me work for 2 weeks. They called me in the office. I worked all the way to my last 2 hours of work, and they let me go. And they told me the reason why they fired me was because of my absences, but that wasn't true. I've been fighting ever since, and I'm not stopping.
Which Walmart did you work in?
The Walmart 471 in Lancaster, Texas. My journey from Texas, it's been amazing. We've been getting a lot of feedback. We've been getting a lot of press. And we're not stopping. We're turning up in Texas.
It's hard leaving a job and taking the risk that you may indeed get fired, which is what happened. So why did you do it, and why do you continue to do the organizing that you do?
It took a lot of courage for me to do it. I was scared at first, but then I got over that real quick. I'm not scared no more. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to keep turning up until I can't turn up no more.
Do you think the organizing in your area and across the country is accelerating? Do you think things are really starting to move now?
Yes, because the Walmart CEO, Mike Duke, stepped down, and we have a new CEO. So we are a big, big threat right now.
Tell us a little bit about the actual conditions that you faced on the job. What kind of things were you doing, and how were you treated?
Man, I felt like they clearly disrespected me every day because of how they would talk to me. They would have you doing 3 jobs at a time. They would just belittle you. And as soon as you tried to talk to them with a problem, they did not want to hear your problem. They would brush you off.
And are you formally working with an organization?
Walmart.
You're encouraged? You're excited by what they're doing?
I've been encouraged since day one, and I've been doing it ever since.
How many different areas of the country have you now visited?
This is my second trip to New York. I went to Washington, D.C., and I went to Bentonville twice.
What do you want to accomplish for your sister and brother Walmart workers?
Respect, better wages, and better benefits, better health care. When you go to the doctor, if you get hurt, they're not going to pay for it all. They'll pay a little bit, but then you have to pay the rest out of your pocket. It's not right.
So what kind of wages are you demanding?
$14, $15 an hour. That's all we want. For a person with a family, at least give them $20,000 to $25,000 a year. Y'all need to hear it from the Walmart workers' perspective. When you go in there to shop at certain times of the day, and ain't no meat stocked up, so it's a problem. It's not us, it's the company's problem. It's not the workers. We work hard in our departments, and to be treated with disrespect is unacceptable. They've been doing it for so long to where it's not gonna change, but right now we're changing it. And if we don't change now, we'll never change. We're not stopping until we have change in Walmart. Not only Walmart, in every other corporation. We got Wendy's workers, Mickey D's workers, we've got Taco Bell workers from Texas going on strike with us. So we're not stopping. My name is Mark Bowers from Dallas, Texas. Just continue to be on the lookout for our Walmart. Look us up on the web at forrespect.org. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Instagram.
We'll do all of that, and thank you so much.
No problem.
For standing up for yourself and for workers across the country.
We're here with Toby, who is another Walmart worker.
I'm a former associate. I was fired September 30th for participating in activities like this over the past year and a half.
What city were you with, store were you with, and what did you participate in those activities?
I worked in Lancaster, Texas, which is just south of Dallas, and the activities I participated in were strikes like this and other protests in front of the stores. When the company would see me out there in front, what they would do is, upon me turning to work after a protected strike, they'll bring me into the office and write me up. And those write-ups actually caused me to be fired illegally September 30th.
And what kind of work did you do at Walmart?
I actually worked in the produce department before I was fired. As a worker, I mean, the customers are great, but it's the management that we dealt with, the pressure that we put on you, one person doing three men's job, the fact that there was very inconsistent scheduling. I was one of the more fortunate ones who was able to have 40 hours, but most of the workers there are making less than 40 hours, making poverty wages, meaning $10 or less.
Strike that you participated in Dallas, that was a big strike, wasn't it? How many other people participated in that? How many other workers?
This past week, we actually had over 12 workers take a protected strike. When Walmart retaliates against us, we have the legal right to actually participate in protected concerted activities or strikes. And based upon the charges that we filed with the Labor Board, gives us the grounds to be able to legally take those.
Many people, of course, are scared of losing their wage in this economy. What drives you?
What drives me is the fact that in America, people should get better. The fact that this company is making billions of dollars of profits, over half of their associates are depending on government assistance just to get by. So that's a huge reason for me to stand up, because first of all, it's our right to be out here and speak out for the things that we're asking for.
And again, we're speaking with?
Kobe Harris.
From?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay, the demonstration is moving to the streets, and there should be a civil disobedience action.
Not only is this the holiday season and it's Black Friday and we're being told to get out and shop till we drop for the profits of the stores, but it's also Hanukkah. And what's the message that you bring to Secaucus today in support of low-wage workers?
Profits over profits. That's P-R-O-P-H-E-T over profits. In other words, the prophetic message of social justice and worker rights trumps the bottom line and Walmart's greed, so we're here to support the workers in their just demands for a voice on the job, living wages, and most of all, for dignity.
And Rabbi Feinberg, I see you at more demonstrations than I'm even at, which is quite a trick.
Luckily,
Ken's aren't at IMAX. So
luckily, that's my profession and my avocation. So.
And you're with a group called the Labor Religion Coalition.
We try to bring the faith community together with the labor movement to support worker rights, particularly low-wage and immigrant workers.
The issue of immigrant workers, the issue of immigration reform, you've been very much involved in that. Tell us what the message is now, as immigration reform seems to have really stalled and there are more deportations. under this administration than ever before.
That's absolutely true. But what hasn't stalled is the demand of the American public, the vast majority, for immigrants to be given their full equal rights, that they can come out from the shadows, they can participate fully in American society, and for immigrant workers that they can organize without fear of immigration retaliation or deportation. That's still our demand, and that demand is moving forward whatever the Congress chooses to do or not to do. This is a long-term fight, and we're not giving up.
And are you buoyed by the response around this demonstration and around issues of social equality and wage fairness around the country?
Well, I think the public conversation really has changed, and the issues of wage parity, of a living wage, really have come to the fore more than in many, many years. So I'm excited that today, all around the country, there are demonstrations like this taking place at Walmart, many other retailers, where there's a demand for a living wage.
Rabbi Feinberg, always, for all the things that you are committed to, we are grateful. And it's nice to see a friendly and a warm face out here in Secaucus in front of that huge Walmart Sam Club sign. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
And today, we have two elected officials who are standing with us. Senator Bob Gordon, who's an Assemblyman-elect Joe Lagana from District 38.
Woo! I'm Senator Bob Gordon. There are people in the legislature who stand with you. This is about economic justice. Walmart is telling the world that it's a great organization. The reality is they pay 600,000 people below poverty level. We are going to stand with you until we win this battle. Know that the people of New Jersey just sent a very clear message by overwhelmingly voting to raise the minimum wage. We're the foot soldiers in that battle, and we're going to take this struggle to the corporate boardrooms of Walmart.
This song is by John Frommer. It's called If You're Looking for Freedom. I hope you'll sing along with me.
If you're looking for freedom, you won't find it alone. You won't find it alone. If we walk that road together. If we walk that road together, freedom and a life the way home.
We go against the strains of a very beautiful song. I was listening to you to talk to the state senator. Tell us what you were saying to him. I think it's kind of important.
Realize that Walmart pays many of its employees so little that they qualify for food stamps and Medicaid. And instead of raising their wages, Walmart hires caseworkers to help them apply for these for benefits, which means something like $1.4 billion of Walmart's profit is actually coming out of the taxpayers' pocket to subsidize Walmart's payroll.
Well, that's pretty interesting. How did you get involved in Walmart?
I work with MoveOn.org and involved in a number of cases, things, and we work together in Walmart. Whole record is something that we nearly need to work on. They are the largest exporter of jobs from America to China. They have been, broken the law any number of times to avoid unions. The one time that a group successfully had a union election, a group of meat cutters at one of their plants, they closed down the meat cutting show entirely. They voted to organize this store. They closed the store. That's how strong they are against unions. I understand some of the things about unions, but these days, if you get down to Washington, there's the National Association of Manufacturers, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Association, this, that, and the other thing. The only people supporting workers are the unions and groups like this. And right now, we're going back into the situation we had in the 1920s, with a small number of very wealthy people and a large number of people who are basically the working poor.
We're with Barbara Garrison, of course, who has written about the very issue and in one of the really fine books. And if you haven't gotten it, it is absolutely excellent, important reading.
The book is Up Down Escalator.
Yes. If wages keep going down in the United States, we're on our way to being a third world country. It's not just mean, and unfair. That's why most of us are here. But there's no way to get out of this recession. Because if people don't have the money to spend, that's it. We're finished. And all the big corporations know that. Everybody knows that. And their view right now is take the money and run. This country is finished. The fight to raise wages is the fight to make America a regular country again, a regular first world instead of third world country. And anything you do to raise wages, to raise what economists call demand, is the most patriotic thing an American can do right now to restore this country.
You think America finally gets it in terms of these issues of income inequality and lowering wages?
Yes, I think so. My book 4 years ago about the recession is completely relevant today because that issue, inequality, rather than the issue of a temporary recession, everybody understands you can't get out of it if you don't pay people enough to buy back what they produce. All the hotshot economists are now talking about what they call secular stagnation, meaning there's no way out of it if we don't get wages up.
Well, I think one way out of it is actions like this. Exactly. We want to thank Barbara Garson so much for her work over the years. One of the actions is going to commence, and that's one of the ways out of this.
Barbara Garson, thank you. And, of course, we do think that people should read Up or Down Escalator by Barbara Garson. Very important book. We're here with John from New York. He's getting arrested today, and I want to know why on this Black Friday you've chosen to be arrested.
Civil disobedience is an important part of protests and a part of making change. When you're willing to get arrested, it takes power away from the state and the corporations because they would prefer that the threat of arrest would keep you complacent. By showing that we're not afraid of getting arrested and that even people who don't work at Walmart are willing to stand up and take risk of arrest and sit in jail for the hope of changing things for the better for the people we care about and even strangers that we think deserve better, I think it's really important. It's really powerful.
What makes Walmart such an important issue for you that you are willing to get arrested?
It's no secret that Walmart's practices have been great for the company but been horrible for the workers, and the worst part about it is that competition from Walmart is forcing other companies to follow in their steps, and so it's not only hurting Walmart employees but it's hurting everyone across the board. We need to nip it at the bud, so that's what I'm out here to do.
Tell us about yourself.
I'm a worker in New York, living in Brooklyn. I'm not officially part of any activist organization, but I am an activist on my spare time. So.
And getting arrested in Secaucus in support of better conditions, better wages, and certainly effective grievance procedures and so on for the Walmart workers. Thank you. We're going to be standing together today with you to change Walmart. Okay, I want to find out what you are with the UFCW Minority Coalition. Tell us about that and why you are going to engage in civil disobedience. Why you're going to get arrested in Secaucus today.
I'm going to get arrested because we need to stand up for the Walmart workers. We cannot take it anymore. We cannot let Walmart do whatever they want with the wages and the benefits of the workers of this country. They are the richest people in the world, and they are doing whatever they want with people. That's not fair. We have to stand up. We have to do whatever we have to do to let them know that we are not going to let them play with our people.
Why Walmart in particular? Why is this struggle so important?
Because they are the biggest employer in the whole world. So they think that they can play with the poor people, and then that some of the benefits are less now because Walmart. That's why, because them.
And we are speaking with
Agueda Arias. I'm the Secretary Treasurer of Local AADA, United Food and Commercial Workers.
And we're bidding her farewell as she's going to get arrested shortly.
Okay.
People are sitting down, blocking traffic on a major thoroughfare in front of the Walmart and Secaucus, and we are on
Harmony Melody Boulevard.
30 people now who have sat down. So we're going to try to find out more about the people that are here today to engage in civil disobedience. Tell us who you are and why you're getting arrested today.
I'm Sasha with the Retail Action Project, and I'm getting arrested today because what Walmart does to their own workers affects all workers. Poverty wages at Walmart means poverty in our economy.
We're also here with a postal worker. Tell us why you're getting arrested today.
Dr. King said an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice anywhere. I'm a retired postal worker. They want to bring us down. They want to Walmartize us and make us a part-time job. If we don't stand up with Walmart now, the rest of us are going to come down. We have to bring them up. Very, very important for everybody to be out here, all workers, union or non-union.
At this time, I'm going to ask you politely to move. If not, you will be placed under arrest. That goes for everyone.
Yes, sir.
You are?
My name is John Denny. I'm a retired mail handler.
Okay. And we're here with another young brother. Tell us who you are and why you're getting arrested.
I'm risking arrest here today to make a strong statement in solidarity with the workers of Walmart, particularly on this day on Black Friday, which is the symbolic day of consumerism and corporate capitalism. We're here standing with the workers of Walmart, letting them know, you know, that we believe in dignity and respect for all.
Okay, well, here the police come. They've got
the police are arresting people right now.
They've got the plastic cuffs, and as Ken said, indeed, as we speak, people are being carted off.
John Denny's being arrested right now.
Solidarity with the Walmart workers. An injury to one is an injury to all.
And we actually have Walmart workers here in a line from different parts of the country, from Texas. I see the two brothers are, well, actually, as we speak, they are being taken off. Do you have anything to say as you are being handcuffed and taken off, brother?
Let's do a whole lot better and do what we do.
Okay, and we have another Walmart worker. I'm afraid we can't get him in time. He's being brought over to the paddy wagon as we speak now. Whoa! Oh, wait a minute. I think we better move back. The police are getting quite aggressive now.
Cops are going crazy over here.
Okay, because we can't stop. One police officer in particular is being extremely hostile, extremely aggressive. This particular officer is absolutely irrational. He is really... Things are a bit hectic now. There is one officer in particular that is extremely aggressive, pushing, shoving people. This is entirely uncalled for. This was an orderly, peaceful, civil disobedience. But we certainly appreciate the commitment, nevertheless, of all of those who made it.
Let's go.
There's now a black van that are taking the protesters.
Walmart, you can't hide! We can see your greedy side! Walmart, you can't hide! We can see your greedy side!
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash, and log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.